Donald Trump claims GOP nomination.
Congratulations, Dad. We love you.
Concern over Florida Zika case.
This could be a big deal.
Remembering a movie and TV hitmaker.
We get edgy at pushing the envelope. Sometimes they break the envelope.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland with the CBS World News Roundup.
It is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top.
Donald Trump Jr. announcing the New York delegation vote last night, giving his father the necessary number of delegates to become the Republican nominee for president. House Speaker Paul Ryan then made it official.
I formally declare Donald J. Trump and Michael R. Pence the Republican nominees for president and vice president of these United States.
It marked the culmination of one of the most unlikely presidential campaigns in generations, Donald Trump in his first political race becoming his party's standard bearer. He spoke to the convention by video link from New York.
Together we've achieved historic results with the largest vote total in the history of the Republican Party. This is a movement, but we have to go all the way.
Night number two featured once again a series of attacks aimed at Hillary Clinton. And the main attack dog was Chris Christie. Here's CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The chant, "Lock her up," filled the Quicken Loans Arena as former federal prosecutor and current New Jersey governor Chris Christie made his case.
We're going to present the facts to you.
Christie urged Americans to consider themselves jurors.
Hillary Clinton, as a failure for ruining Libya and creating a nest for terrorist activity by ISIS, answer me now, is she guilty or not guilty?
And Christie went after Clinton hard for her handling of classified information.
Hillary Clinton cared more about protecting her own secrets than she cared about protecting America's secrets.
I'm Dan Revive in the convention hall. Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, gets some of the spotlight tonight. He'll address the delegates. So will another famous conservative, Newt Gingrich. And to counter critics of Trump who claim some of his rhetoric is racist, an African-American woman who works for a Trump family foundation will say he's generous, not bigoted.
And 24 hours later, there are reports that Melania Trump's controversial Monday night speech was originally assigned to a pair of veteran speechwriters. That version apparently did not include lines similar to Michelle Obama's 2008 speech. It's unclear exactly how those lines made it into the final version.
Well, Steve, there's more political news from Ohio. Wright State University has decided not to host the first Trump-Clinton debate. University President David Hopkins.
I really wanted this experience for our students, but the safety and the financial health of our university must take precedent.
New York's Hofstra University will play host instead on the 26th of September. Not a Baton Rouge. Hundreds of bikers made some noise in a highway procession to police headquarters. A show of support after Sunday's killing of three law enforcement people. CBS's Peter King.
Well-wishers have brought gifts, cards, and more here to police headquarters all week. Sean Barr's brother is a Baton Rouge cop. His tour as a Marine in Kosovo didn't scare their mother.
But being a Baton Rouge City Police, that scares them more than anything in the world.
Sean's wife, Cynthia, made a plaque, a thin blue line over a black shield with a cross and the names of the officers killed. She hopes people realize the danger police face every day.
They need to understand that they may not go home and see their families one day.
In the headquarters lobby, there are flowers, cards, children's drawings, including one of a police car with a message, "Superheroes wear capes, ours wear a badge." Peter King, CBS News, Baton Rouge.
There's no indication police were targeted in Kansas City, Kansas, but one officer was shot and killed yesterday as he responded to reports of a drive-by shooting. A suspect is in custody. Health officials in Florida are looking into a Zika case that apparently did not stem from travel to any other country. CBS's Dr. John LaPook describes how the infection could have occurred.
It would be from a person who was infected, say, in Brazil, coming up here to the United States. Now, there would still be virus in the person's bloodstream. Then an uninfected mosquito in the United States would bite that person, become infected, and then turn around and bite an uninfected person, and now you would have local transmission.
Overseas, a new report in Europe says death from extremist activity spiked last year, and it warns ISIS favors attacks on soft targets. Top officials from 30 countries are gathered in Washington for talks on the fight against ISIS and other groups. One of Hollywood's kings of comedy has died. Prolific writer, director, and sometime performer Gary Marshall was 81 years old. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Happy days brought us the Fonz.
Hey! Whoa.
There was Laverne and Shirley co-starring his sister Penny Marshall.
Touch my L, sweetie, and your teeth go to Peoria.
Mork and Mindy introduced an unknown Robin Williams.
I tip my cripple out to you, sir. Do-da.
At one point, Gary Marshall had three of TV's top five shows, and he also directed Hollywood hits like Pretty Woman and The Flamingo Kid. He even wrote for the 1950s series I Love Lucy.
I still get a check. It's for 7 cents, but yeah, so what?
Yes. Marshall died of complications from pneumonia following a stroke. Pretty Woman star Richard Gere mourning, a heart of the purest gold, and a soul full of mischief. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A trip to the movies has never been as expensive as it is now. The showbiz publication Variety says average ticket prices now check in at $8.73, 3% higher than a year ago. The handwriting on the wall says Fox News chief Roger Ailes is on his way out in the wake of sexual assault allegations. Reports say his exit is now being negotiated. CBS's Vanita Nair says the latest claims come from superstar anchor Megyn Kelly.
According to sources cited by New York Magazine, Kelly has also reported to investigators that her boss, Roger Ailes, made unwanted sexual advances toward her about 10 years ago, and she described her harassment in detail.
Through his attorney, Ailes denies the allegations. A venerable name in retailing is testing out cutting-edge technology, artificial intelligence. Amid a steep sales slump, Macy's says it's working on a mobile tool that would give shoppers answers to questions customized to the store they're in so they don't have to go looking for human help. When it comes to highly anticipated sports events, the prices of tickets can skyrocket in the days leading up to it. Then there's the Rio Olympics.
If you already purchased tickets for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, you likely paid more than you would today. With ticket sales slow amid all the problems surrounding the Games, Rio organizers have decided to open up their local ticket website to the rest of the world. That means fans in the U.S. can buy tickets at local Brazil rates. A ticket that would have cost you $250 last week would now cost about $150 and no 20% service charge. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
When the kids are grown and the nest is empty, conventional wisdom says a couple has more money to save. But a new Boston College study finds savings increases are extremely small. The report says more parents support their kids in some way after they leave home now. That's the roundup for Steve Futterman in Cleveland. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.